Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 16th of March 2017, and this is the 547th Moll Out Loud podcast. I've just had my lunch. I've been eating cauliflower cheese. And you may guess from that meal that it isn't quite as hot today as it was yesterday when I spoke to you. We had some rain this morning. It was hot all night and it's still quite muggy. But the rain this morning certainly made a difference. And I realised I had this cauliflower in the fridge. And that it's going to get hotter again at the end of the week. So I thought now was the moment. So I've been eating cauliflower cheese and finishing reading Rose Tremain's The Gustav Sonata. I've been really enjoying Gustav Sonata because it is so much sort of the surroundings where I grew up. And it's good to go there, but it's also I think there aren't that many novels or good novels written around Bern, and it's really lovely to find one. And so it's been a bit nostalgic, and it's a lovely book anyway. So I recommend it if you haven't read it yet. It's small, so unfortunately it didn't take very long to read, but I'm very happy to have done so. This morning I've been printing out bits of manuscript. I've been printing out the notes and so on that I've been making for my second outline, for my 1946 outline. Notes and questions, as I mentioned before. I've got several pages of them now, so I'm going to have a look at them in print. It's much easier for me, I find, than trying to make changes on screen. There's something a bit final about what's on the screen, and I find it hard to take in everything that's there. If I can get a piece of paper and make arrows and circles and marks and things all over it, I feel much more comfortable. But I wasn't just printing my own thing out. I've got a writers group meeting tonight, and unlike last time when I think we only had two pieces of writing to discuss, this time everybody has put something in, and there's quite a lot. There's a real wad there, and it's a combination of people's outlines and ideas and actual scenes. So I'm about to take myself off to the cafe and with this wad and read through them for tonight. And I'm hoping that I'll be able to get to mine as well, although I'll probably leave that until last. Oh gosh, I don't know if you can feel it in my voice, but it is so nice that it's not hot. It was quite extraordinary yesterday, quite extraordinary. And the walk, I went for a walk after I spoke to you, and I could hardly move my legs up the hill. I think something must happen in the heat that actually turns any liquid in my body into lead. So it was a bit of a struggle, but still, I'm glad I did it. And I think tonight I shall sleep really well. I hope that you've had a good day, that you're about to have a good day, that you are able to mix pleasures like reading with some level of creative work or creative thinking that nourishes you in a different way. And thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.